So here's the secret. Every human is inherently worthy of love, happiness, and acceptance. You don't have to do anything at all to earn it. You don't have to be a certain way to become worthy. You don't need to prove to anyone that you're worthy. No external circumstances can change your worth. Your mere existence is more than enough. As long as you exist, you deserve love and acceptance. It's really as simple as that. Hi guys, welcome back to season 3 of Cuddle with Cookie. I'm your host, Jingu, and I'm here with my cookie baby. It has been a while since I did an episode, but I'm so excited to be back. As a reminder, I've named this season as the Secrets of the Universe series. I'm going to be talking about aspects of life that are meaningful to me and some realizations that have changed my perspectives about myself and about the world. So, of course, I want to share those with you. The first secret of the universe I thought of was love, connection, and belonging, which I spoke about in the previous episode. Today's secret that I'm going to expose is about self-worth. Recently, I experienced what I would call an epiphany moment about self-worth. I struggle a lot with feeling like I'm not worthy of love and happiness, and it's exhausting to feel like I have to constantly do something to work towards becoming worthy. It makes me feel like I'm not enough and that I never will be. And that's when I started digging deep within myself in hopes that I could suffer lesser and find answers. I kept thinking to myself, I want to be enough without feeling like I have to work so hard for it. And then I realized, wait, I can literally do that. In fact, that's exactly how it should be. I just wanted to show off my cringy American accent, guys. Anyway, no, so I realized that that's exactly how it should be. So here's the secret. Every human is inherently worthy of love, happiness, and acceptance. You don't have to do anything at all to earn it. You don't have to be a certain way to become worthy. You don't need to prove to anyone that you're worthy. No external circumstances can change your worth. Your mere existence is more than enough. As long as you exist, you deserve love and acceptance. It's really as simple as that. Of course, I had heard of the statement before, but it was only recently that its meaning actually hit me. And when it hit, I felt like my mind was being blown. I was like, okay, I guess I've been living my entire life wrongly till now. Earlier I knew it, but now I know it. For me personally, my lack of self-worth was quite a subconscious issue, and so I didn't realize that a lot of my actions and choices were based on flawed beliefs about myself and about the world. On a conscious level, I would just try to tell myself positive things, but I had to go deeper to truly realize the roots of my self-worth issues and to change those beliefs. Let me tell you my story and how I came to this realization. I also do want to give you a trigger warning here. I'm going to be talking about bullying, so please feel free to skip forward if that's what you need. Right, let me start by saying, surprise, surprise, that the society has played a big role in conditioning me to believe that I'm not worthy of love and acceptance unless I'm a certain way. Unless I check all of these boxes and fit into these standards. This conditional love and acceptance is always a slippery slope because The conditions are endless, and the quest for trying to earn acceptance can go on forever. I was bullied in school for being studious, for being a nerd, and a teacher's pet. People used to think that I'm boring and uninteresting. I was alienated for it, and I didn't have many friends in class. Not many people spoke to me, unless it was for homework. The message that sent was that my worth is dependent on my usefulness to the society. It depends on others' perceptions of me. It depends on how fun and interesting I am to them. If I don't fit these standards, I will not be loved and accepted by the people around me. I did not fit into school. So yeah, love, acceptance, belonging, these are all core needs that literally every human craves. And these problematic messages that the society sent me made me believe that love is conditional and that I need to earn my worth. I need to convince people that I'm lovable and worthy of even existing. But I realize now that every single person deserves these core needs without having to earn them. Everyone deserves to feel like they belong to a community. Our society values productivity, money, beauty, achievements, and such things. It sets rigid standards for what beauty and success should look like, which really boxes us in. When we don't fit these standards, we are treated poorly and looked down on. We're treated as outcasts and made to feel like we are not worthy. Our capitalist society profits off of our insecurities and often creates an environment where we feel inadequate, no matter how hard we try, because the list of flaws and conditions are endless. There's always something that we're lacking, always some aspect that needs improvement. But we cannot wait to become the best version of ourselves, to love ourselves and believe that we are worthy. Because then we'd be waiting forever. Every version of yourself is equally deserving of love, because your worth does not depend on anything at all. It is inherent with your existence. And that's what I've been trying to drill into my head. Because also, like, the society values being the best version of yourself. Of course, I'm not against that at all. Like, of course, everyone wants to improve and grow and all of that. But I just mean that we shouldn't be waiting to become the best version of ourselves or to become the most improved version of ourselves to believe that we're worthy, because every single version of ourselves are equally deserving of love and acceptance. So, like I said, I was made to believe that I'm only worthy if I was not a nerd, if I was conventionally pretty, if I was productive, if I got good grades, if others liked me, if I was the best version of myself, and if I achieved all these goals. The list of goals were, like I said, limitless. And I thought, I'll finally be worthy once I reach this goal, once I become like this, once I improve myself. And this was an exhausting and inevitably disappointing cycle. It does give me comfort to know that I don't have to be fully healed, fully confident, and, you know, achieve whatever other goals I have in order to be worthy of love and kindness. Looking back, I feel like it was easier to explain the bullying away by telling myself that I probably deserved it and that I need to work towards becoming worthy so that people treat me more nicely. it's much harder to acknowledge that the way I was treated was unfair and that I did not deserve that. No one deserves that. There is a lot of anger and heavy emotions that come along with acknowledging the unfairness. It was more complex to wrap my head around, especially as a kid. So I internalized it in a way that created these harmful beliefs about worthiness, which I'm trying to untangle even to this day. It has taken me a ton of mental work and processing of repressed emotions to get to this point of believing that my worth is not tied to anything, despite the society's constant conditioning and problematic messages. I also do want to say that I'm very grateful for my family and friends who make me feel like I am enough. I think it is important to surround yourself with people who see your worth. I know that's a very privileged thing to say because not everyone is in an environment that sees their worth, and not everyone can get out of that environment. So it's definitely a privileged thing to say. And the society reinforcing these standards doesn't help at all. There are some people who may never, who may not see your worth, and however frustrating that is, I don't think it's productive or healthy to try and prove to them that you're worthy. Seeking their validation would be exhausting because they may never give it to you. It's not sustainable to try to convince people of your worth. I don't think it's worth trying to convince people of your worth. So, yeah. And that's when you can ground yourself in the knowledge that no matter what, you're always going to be worthy. You always were and always will be. Nothing can change that ever. Those who see your worth will see it, and those who don't, don't. They're lost. They're too bad for them. At least now you can remind yourself of our little secret that you're inherently always worthy, regardless of anything. It doesn't matter if you were not able to pull yourself out of bed today. Doesn't matter if you failed a test. Doesn't matter if you don't fit the beauty standards. Doesn't matter if that person doesn't like you. Doesn't matter if you haven't achieved everything you want to achieve. Doesn't matter if you fail to meet your own expectations, other people's expectations, whatever it is. You are always enough. You are always worthy of love, happiness, acceptance, rest, appreciation, and all the core needs. I'm rooting for you and wishing you luck. Sending you all my love and warmth in case it gets cold during your journey. On that note, I will end this episode here. Cookie and I are very grateful for you guys. We will see you guys next time. Bye!